Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the back-to-school season approaches, university leaders are navigating heightened financial pressures, increased donor expectations, and growing public scrutiny. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Nicole Murphy, Nonprofit Directors and Officers Liability Product Manager at Travelers, about timely insights on how institutions can evaluate risk exposure for the year ahead and strengthen governance protections to safeguard their missions. Nicole, so glad you could join us today.
I am happy to be here, John. Thank you for having me.
So, Nicole, what are the most significant governance and liability risks that universities should be mindful of as they begin the new academic year?
Okay, John. You know what I think I'll do? I will take you through some of the exposures they're facing right now, and I think that will bring us to the government's transparency and financial institutions. So, financial issues that are facing them. A lot of colleges are coming out of a post-COVID era. So they were not getting the funding during that time, either from tuition or other sources, housing and things like that. So they're reeling from that. You have a lot of other financial difficulties, expenses outpacing income. This is leading to closings of colleges, mergers. Colleges are merging, or they're having to cut programs, be it sports, be it academics. So they're having to sharpen the pencil in many ways. They're also facing a demographic cliff where high school grads are going to peak next year due to a decreased birth rates after 2008. So there will be less entrance into the college space in the coming years. There are questions about how to navigate DEI. So there are some colleges that get government funding that are subject to that, and then others that might not get government funding, but there's a question mark about how they handle that. There's questions about how to handle affirmative action, how to handle anti-Semitism. I don't need to tell you there's political unrest, there's social unrest. So there's a lot of polarizing topics that colleges have to have protocols for to manage unrest on campus and free speech. There's government funding cuts. There's transgender sports. How should we handle transgender sports? D1 schools are now able to engage in revenue sharing with athletes. How do we handle that? The need to keep up with technology, particularly the use of AI to create efficiencies. They need to keep up with future societal needs and make sure the curriculum is relevant and forward-thinking instead of stale and stalled. There's competitions with other methods of education and the trades. They need to adapt to learners of all levels, all ages, and show the value of what they offer. This may be outside traditional methods usually employed, so they have to have that flexibility. So those are just a couple of things that are on their plate. So let's talk about governance and transparency. Foremost, they have to have policies that are clear, and they must enforce them. And they have to be very transparent to all constituents. That would be students, donors, the board, trustee, and the community. So above all, they have to be clear about what they're standing for, and they have to make sure they enforce it. This is particularly important for areas like free speech, student conduct, and safety. They have to communicate what will and won't be tolerated, and that must be enforced. And that would be engaging with legal, engaging with campus safety ahead of time, have plans for de-escalation. And open expression, in my opinion, should be tolerated within guidelines that are clearly communicated. Safety, above all, safety, you know what's going on in many of the schools right now. Safety, they have to have reporting venues. They have to have incident response plans, having counsel available. Access to mental health on college campuses is so important right now because there is such a need. So they have to have that available and communicated. And then I think ensuring that diverse perspectives are represented to avoid exclusion. I know this falls in the DEI space, but we have to address it. There are a lot of polarizing topics, but once you start to exclude and underrepresent, I think that's where more polarization comes in.
Wow. Sounds like college and university presidents have a lot on their plate, a lot that's going to keep them up at night. So, Nicole, how can university leaders proactively assess and manage risk exposures across their boards and leadership teams?
They have to make sure they've got Title IX representation. I think in addition to, you know, having very clear policies and enforcing them, they have to get buy-in from all the constituents that are supporting them. So get buy-in from alumni. Those are the people that are feeding you money and will support what you stand for. The staff, engaging your staff in regular discussions about what's happening on campus and how to handle them. Their community that they live in. And then foremost, the students. Get students engaged in the protocols that they're laying down. Give them a voice in the policy making and keep dialogue regular and not reactionary. You know, don't have it be a last minute thing. Keep students in the fold, get their opinions, and give them positions of leadership around these initiatives. Also within the community. So colleges don't just, you know, they're not an island unto themselves. They have a whole community around them. I live down the street from the University of Connecticut. So it's important to engage the community and be a vital source of partnership and maybe income. Bottom line, their value proposition needs to be clear and it needs to be evident and it needs to be practiced.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Nicole, you mentioned the alumni and people giving them money. And as you know, donor relations are critical for higher mm-hmm. education institutions, right?
Yes.
So are there steps colleges and universities can take to strengthen protections around donor funding and stewardship?
Absolutely. And it's just not donor patronage is just one part of the equation. So they need to monitor all of their revenue streams and ensure that they're diverse and no single stream is relied on. I look at income statements all the time. Tuition alone does not sustain operations. It takes many streams and expenses are rising and not keeping pace with the income that's coming in. So they have to have a solid investment portfolio and an investment committee. They have to cater to their donors. They need the donors to support their endowment that just isn't for scholarships. It's a plan to keep the doors open. And then they have to have plans on how to grow it. So that alumni engagement is key. And it has to be active. It has to be an open engagement. They have to be communicating with alumni on what's going on with the school and their community. There's ways to get government, there's government funding, and then there's grants. They could seek out grants, whether that's like, say, tech, science, healthcare, and then seeking out other revenue streams or maybe partnership with private investors or private companies, be that research, science. They have to seek out other revenue streams and make sure that they are diverse. And then they also have to look at their expenses and really take a hard look on where cuts can be made, especially if the expenses outpacing the revenue that's coming in. Technology is huge right now. They need to get on board with technology to both cut funds and help in finding ways that they can cut funds, auditing programs, maybe they share resources. And I want to touch on technology a little bit. it is more important than ever that they keep up with technology. They have to be relevant. They have to use it to create efficiencies and AI. AI is so important, and their colleges are using it in many ways. You know, they use it in the process of determining who's going to be given a spot at school. They look at it to streamline efficiencies. So keeping up with technology is key. And then finally, ensuring their financials are audited and shared, not just with the board, but with donors, with faculty, with anybody that really wants to see them. There should be full transparency in what their financial picture is.
That being the case, Nicole, with financial pressures mounting across the sector, are there ways boards can balance fiscal responsibility while maintaining their mission and reputation?
Yes. In addition to the things I mentioned before about getting audits and being transparent, they have to make sure that the money they get is used for the purposes that they're earmarked for. For instance, a donor may give money and say, I need you to use this to build a library. If they don't build that library and they use it for something else, like to keep the lights on, that's where claims can come in. That's where distrust can come in. So they have to make sure that the money that they've said they're going to spend on certain things goes towards that end. They get into, you can run into trouble when you're using money to keep the lights on when you said you were going to earmark it for something else.
So looking ahead to the new school year here, Nicole, what's your best advice for colleges and universities?
Oh, my best advice, make sure that you are keeping clear and consistent policies, you have constant communication with the students and constituents, and that you understand all of the risks facing you right now with funding, unrest on campus, how you're going to handle DEI, how you're going to handle a lack of funding, how you're going to handle technology, how you're going to get more students in the door. You have to be diligent on all these aspects because the competition is going to heat up for students. The competition is definitely heating up, and with all the different venues a student could take, you have to be prepared to have a clear and consistent value proposition that gives them and the donors comfort to come to your institution.
Nicole, hope you have a great school year ahead. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You are so welcome, John. I appreciate you asking me.
That was Nicole Murphy, Nonprofit Directors and Officers Liability Product Manager at Travelers, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.